Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the horse one today, the gravelly horse one today. And I'm not really sick. I'm just kind of got a little horse throat today. So forgive me for that. Thank you for staying with me. The good news is we got the beautiful voice of Beverly Inman Ebel joining us right now. Beverly has been a member of our Brain Trust since 1999. She's one of the top communications experts in the galaxy. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's here to talk to us about how to do a better job with our customers. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It is great to be back with you.
So, I was proposing that maybe this would sound a little sexy to the ladies. What do you think?
Maybe not. But okay. You will get some attention from them. I mean,
that we've been friends... You can tell we've been friends a long time, folks. She doesn't mind hurting my feelings. It's okay, Bev. I'll be fine. Okay, Bev, let's get to business.
Let's get to sustainable business.
Sustainable business. That's a magic word that I've been using more and more for the last couple of years, trying to get across to people small business owners, that they need to think about sustainability. And that's one of the reasons why I've been focusing on helping them realize the role they play in their businesses as the CEO.
That's right. That's so right. And when we think of sustainability, you know, because right now, I mean, today, the bottom line isn't just the profit. The bottom line is the profit, the people, and the planet. So when you think about sustainability, it's not just what's good for the planet. It's what's good for the people being your employees, the people being your customers, the people being you and your own family. Okay?
I call it being successful without creating a casualty list.
There you go. I like that. So if we look at the model of sustainability that as we think of, you know, green sustainability, it's reduce, reuse, and recycle. And so this is also a model for our businesses to be sustainable. Reduce what? Well, let's not reduce the number of customers. Let's not reduce the number of times we're getting emails or tweets or the phone ringing, but let's do reduce some of the wasted time and energy and money that we spend around not accomplishing anything. So to me, the reduced part of a sustainable business is, where are you finding your customers and put your energy there? I can't tell you how much money in the past I have spent striving new ways to attract customers. And, I mean, I could be driving it right now and paying it, you know, cash. Mm-hmm. And it's what works for you, and what works for you may not work for someone else.
And for those customers. Every customer is a little bit different, right?
Yes. But it's finding that, you know, quit reducing all the different things that you're trying that aren't working because it's expensive, it's wasteful, and let's face it, it gets us down. And yet finding something that does work to attract those customers. For me, it's, wow, you know, get me in front of them. In front of them can mean face-to-face. It can mean on the phone. But it's that direct contact with a decision-maker. That's my moment to shine.
When you say recycle and reuse, now, are you talking about, you know, resurrecting dormant relationships, too? Is that part of what you're talking about?
It does when I get to the recycle part, yes. Yes.
Okay,
so,
right.
But I'm in the reduced part.
All right. Reduce the inefficient activity, and the inefficiencies, the unproductivity, and you know, the interesting thing about that is, it's not just costing you time and resources, is probably showing up when customers, prospects look at you. You look like you don't have your cornflakes together.
Yeah, that's right. And you don't sound like you expect them to say yes. So it does affect your ability to sell your product, your service yourself. So that's reduce. Stop doing the stuff that's not working. And then we get to the reuse. Okay. In sustainability, we're supposed to find another purpose for the same object. So think of your products. Think of your service that you have, the idea perhaps that you have for some people, their businesses coming up with ideas. How can you remarket that product or service? How can you find a new purpose? Now, this is fun and energizing to do. I've done this recently. We are remodeling TLC, Talk, Listen, Communicate. And so the first step is, redo some of this stuff that is out there that you're no longer using. And then there have been things that I have found and discovered that I'm reusing. I'm finding a new purpose for a new service that I used to do regularly, and then it just kind of like, okay, that's not a service in vogue. Only to find out it is. Because I'm the only one in this geographical area who has this service. Bring it back to life.
Do we sometimes confuse ourselves about things like that? We get to thinking, well, this is old hat. Nobody wants this anymore, but we missed the point of what you just said. Maybe we're pretty. That's pretty unique for us.
That's what I discovered was that. When someone called and referred someone for this service, my brain's saying, of course I do this. Yeah, I can do this. And the more I did it, I'm like, I'm really good at this. And then I looked around and found no one was doing it. I got online. Right. I started looking all over the country. And, yes, there were people far away who were providing this service. It just re-energized me. So I reused a service that for all practical purposes I'd thrown out.
This is one of the reasons why I tell small business owners every year or so, do a resume on your business as if somebody was trying to hire you for a job. Do a resume and you'll start realizing all the things you've learned that maybe you're taking for granted.
Great idea.
Hold on to that thought. Give us your website.
TalkListen.com.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. We'll come back. We're going to talk about recycle. Probably stick some customers in there, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.